Right? Not today.
I'll have a test sometime. Sometime to be.
What should you do in college then?
Learn Torah.
That's the test is tailored.
Okay, we are on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. And the last case was the case of a Suffolk and Bnei Yabam. Okay, Reuben died. Shimon the Dibum within 2 months had a child. We don't know how to identify the child. Is that child Reuben's son or Shimon's son? So Reuben and the son and the Yabam had an argument. I guess it must have taken years because the son was just born. But I guess they had an argument of who is the rightful inheritor of Reuben's property. The son claimed he's Reuben's son, and the Yavam claimed you're my son. And Bez and Paskin, 50-50. Then Shimon died. Now they're coming to split Shimon's Nechasim. And Reuben says to the sons, listen, you make up your mind. If you consider me one of your brothers, like your father did, then I deserve a chelik of the Yusha equal to you. And if you say I'm Reuben's son, which is wonderful, then I need back the 50% your father took, because he claimed I was his son. You can't have it both ways. So there was a machloekes amaroyim. That's what we're up to. We're going to say the case over again. So we're going to start from 14 lines to the bottom. Tadugu b'nei yabim shabo lachlik b'nichse yabim. They have a suffix in the children of the Yavam. They came to argue split the Nechasim of the Yavam. Lubasar, the Palu Yavam b'nichse misna. This happened after the Yavam split the Nechasim of the deceased. B'nei Yavam Amri, Aitzi Raya Dachuna Atushkoel. Bring us a Raya that you are our brother. You take. Amr Luhu, suffix, Manav Shechai. Make up your mind. Yachu Kanana, if you consider me your brother, Havalum Nasa Badaiku. Give me a present, your portion. Be by Misnano, if you claim that I'm the son of Reuben, the deceased old first brother, Havalu Palga the Palga Buchan Badoi, so give me back the 50% that my father took. So Rabba Marav Kamdina. Rabba Marav says, once Beth and Paskin, the din stays, and we don't redo the din. And therefore, yes, logically speaking, the guy comes with a great taina. But unfortunately for him, Bez had already paskined. Facts are already established on the ground. And now the brothers can say, you're Reuben's son, sorry, I give you back what our father took. Bez and paskined that already. It's gone. It's over with. It's done.
Is that even if new evidence appears?
There's no evidence here. There's no evidence.
When the age shows up.
How can an age come out? Nobody knows who this kid was born from. It's an impossible thing. We don't have DNA in those days. DNA is not, I don't know today what we would do, but in those days, there was no way to prove who the son was the son of.
He was with me for 2 months in Africa before he was there. He could not possibly be the father.
So then I don't know who would be a Suffolk Ben Tess and Suffolk Ben Zion. Rabbi Yirmiyahu HaTadina. We redo the tin, and they have to make up their mind what they would rather do. Either give him back the 50% that dad took, or let them take a share as a brother. That's their call.
Isn't there an idea here of like not making somebody into a Russia?
What Russia?
If they say that he's from Reuven, like making their father into a Russia.
Listen, if the father did, the facts are on the ground. Their claim has zero to do with what really happened. It's all financial. Nobody knows what happened. Shimon did an Isser. That's a fact. He was Miyabim within 2 months. That's a given fact. We'd like to paint a rosy picture. We can't. The reality is it's a suffix. Now we're dealing with the financial consequences of that Isser.
But if they say, here's half of Reuben's money, basically saying...
They're not saying it's financial. To them, it's all financial. They're not interested in their father. Was he a Russia? Was he not a Russia? The bottom line is, he didn't enter. There's no doubt about that. And this kid is a doubt. We don't know where he comes from. There's no doubt about that. Now we're dealing with money. It's all about money.
The Bilbo Basin, is that what this is?
That seems to be the shaila. See, it's not going to be so clear as we go along, but that's the simplest way of learning that it deals with Beth, except we're going to run into a problem in about two lines, three lines. Tanti Gemara, Lema bepukta da adma v'rabbanon kemiflegi. Let us say that this shaila of kam dina hada dina is dependent on machlokes tanoim. Now we're going to have a case that's really not similar, but it shares some similarities. Did not. A guy is a middle field, and around him are four fields, and he owned an easement somewhere. But he came back from Medina Sayyam, he can't remember which side he had an easement to. Now, the Gemara is going to explain exactly who owns what. He owns the middle field, and he's surrounded by four fields. He definitely owned an easement here in one of those four fields to go to his field. He doesn't remember where it is. We don't have the case in front of us yet. So let us give the Gemara to him. To Admin Aymer, Yeluch Bitzara. Admin says the guy can say, give me the shortest easement. At least that much I'm entitled to. I have an easement, so you don't want to give me one that will be more longer through your field? So find me a place where it's the shortest distance, and that's my easement. And we don't have the case exactly. The guys can tell him, listen, why are you coming to me? Why are you coming to me? Go to him. Why are you picking on me? Either pay me big money or fly. I'm not mechuyev to give you an easement. It's not for me. And we ask, Rabbanan, Shaper, Kamer, Admin. Isn't Admin right? We're assuming four people own the four sides. You go to side number one, he says, wasn't me. Go to side number two, wasn't me. Side number three, wasn't me. Side number four. He's coming to something, and there's Vadai saying it's not me. One of them is lying. But he can't prove it. So why does he get a right to take Tzara? Who gave him that right? Admin says, pay for it. You're out. You're finished. Pick the shortest way. Some fields you'd have to walk through 50 feet, and one place you'd only have to walk through 20 feet.
So that means pick one of the four.
Pick the shortest distance. That you have a right to. You don't have a right for 50 feet, but you have a right to 20 feet.
The one that gives them the shortest distance of those four fields. The
problem is, why is that true? Okay. Right. The Amar of Yehuda Marav. The Amar of Yehuda Marav answered, it was four different people. Sorry, the kasha went the other way. Why doesn't he get ktsara? The havamina was one person owns all four sides. My mistake. The havamina was one person owns four sides. So go to the person and say, listen, you own four sides. I definitely had an easement here. Why am I not entitled? Because Gemara answered, it's four different people. Practically my after my time in the admin. So then why does admin say he gets a right? The other Rava, and Rava answered, Babod the Asim Mikayach Abom. If four people bought it from four people, or it's the same original four people, or one person owned it and he sold it to four separate people, the guy has no taina. He has no taina. He goes to the first guy, that's just not me, him. If he has to deal with four people, there's nothing to talk about. There's no way he can prove which one has the easement, and therefore he cannot say, give me an easement. Why? Again, please let me finish. Again, if four people surround him, whether it's the original four, whether it's a new four, whether once upon a time it was owned by one and now it's owned by four, the bottom line is four people own these fields. He's coming to claim an easement from four people. There's no way he can prove which one owes him the easement. So everybody would agree, I'm sorry, tough luck, you can't force anybody to give you an easement. Keep Ligi, the Machloikas is, V'chad da'asim mikayach haba. It was owned by four people, but one guy bought it. So now it's owned by one person. Right? Now he's coming and dealing with one person who owns all four fields. And he says to the person, listen, sir, you have my easement. You have my easement. I don't know who you got it from, but you bought all four fields. One of those fields had my easement. Now I can come to you and say, give me an easement. Rabbanan Tavri, the Amale, Ishaskishaskus, Viloi Madaina Starla Marayu, Vilimasas Ishli Dida Badayu. The guy can say to him, listen, either you pay me, and we'll make a deal quietly, or I'm going to give one of the shtaris back to the original owner. I'm going to go back to the guy who sold it to me and say, here, take it back. And then you won't be able to get anything. Because then you'll have to deal with two people. And he'll claim that he doesn't have the easement, and I'll claim I don't have the easement. The only time you have on me is because you're coming and I have all four. I can give back one of the shtaris and make it two owners. So listen, deal with me, because if you don't deal with me, I can make it that you can't get it. So therefore, Rabbi, it's a kind of the Rabbana. Now, the Gemara understands. Rabbi. Can I finish this, please?
Yes.
The Gemara understands that Svara by itself doesn't stand. So the Gemara understands it like that once it was owned by four people, it's as if Bez and Paskin, he has no right, even though it never went to trial. But at the point it was owned by four people, had he come back, he would have had no right. Now it's owned by one person, so he's coming to now to say, now I have a right. So the Gemara understands that the Rabbanan are saying, listen, when it was owned by four people, you had no right. So that's as if Bez and Paskin, you have no right, even though there was no formal Psak Bez. But at that point in time, the halakha would have been, you have no right. You want to change the halakha based on the fact that I bought all four? Kandina. You can't do that. And Admin is saying, the circumstances have changed. We redo the din. Yes, at the time it was owned by four. You had no claim. But now I do have a claim. So things change. And Rabbanan is saying, since at that time, had Bezin considered it, they would have had to say that the guy loses. It's as if at that point it was established that the guy loses. And therefore, once it was established at that point that the guy loses, we don't redo that, even though the circumstances changed. So the Gemara sees that as analogous to a case when Bezin actually paskin. That's what I meant before when I said it's really not a complete analogy because there was no formal besides Bezin. But the situation was such that it was clear, as if Bezin paskin, that when four people owned it, he had no claim. Now things change because one guy bought all four. So now this guy's claiming, at this point, I have a good claim. But since at the time it was owned by four, you had no claim, it's as if it was established that you have no claim and we have to redo things. We don't redo things. Dr. Gemara, Leimu Rav Abba Damak Rabbanam, Rav Yirmiya Damak Adma. Rav Abba says, we don't redo things because of circumstance change. The bottom line is, at one point, you had no claim. So we don't resurrect your claim. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, yes, we do. Going back over here, at the time, Bezin Paskin, that the Yavam and the son split 50-50, that's what it, now circumstances have changed. He's coming with a Mamonavshah. One says, we don't redo, and one says, we do redo. So the Gemara sees that as analogous. Yes, Harvey.
My question was about this mechanism that the owner of the surrounding property said he would just reverse his original purchase. What is that? I mean, he's already bought the property. I don't understand what that is. If he creates a new sale, should the original owner agree to buy it back, I would think that would create a whole different set of facts regarding whether there was any underlying easement under the original transaction. But who's to say that someone who buys property can simply reverse it, as he's threatening to do here? What is that?
Reverse it by giving it back. He might not be able to sell it back, but he can go to one of the original owners and say, here, take this field back. And if he would do that, that would be his deal with that guy, how he would work that out. But he would definitely take away the chance of the guy to claim, I have an easement.
So the idea is that if
he was one of the original sellers of how he can do this without losing that much. It would obviously have to, but what he's trying to tell the guy is, at least again, the Gemara doesn't think that's the main svara at this point. But basically what he's saying is, either deal with me or I'll mess you up.
No, I understand. I'm just curious about whether or not how he gives the property back to the original one and whether the original conditions of that property are restored. I've never heard that before, but okay.
Yes, Corey.
I find that Rabbanan hard to understand because if you go back in time and you say, well, in the past it was owned by four people, so he doesn't know where his easement was at that time. Well, at that time his easement might have still been visible, so...
It wasn't. The fact is it wasn't. You're creating a set of facts. It wasn't.
Back 2 years ago, it wasn't visible.
And he left town. The minute he left town, it was gone.
There.
Not really. They planned it over in a minute.
Yeah, they
did it. They put a piece of store in there.
No. There's like, it's advertisement. They pay for it. The bottom one's advertising. They charge me. But an easement, why can't the title just be an easement? I don't even know what an easement is.
Yeah.
Look it up in Webster. Look it up in Webster.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, the new owner can say an easement. I don't know anything about an easement. You proved to me you had an easement.
He has. It started that he had an easement.
Oh,
doesn't say where? Yeah, but it doesn't say where. Nobody's arguing the fact that he had an easement. There's nobody arguing the fact that he owned an easement. The question is, where was it?
Where are we talking about two different types of cases where either he didn't know when there was four people owning it, or even...
No. We're talking about one case. It was owned by four.
It was originally owned by four.
And one person bought them all. When it was owned by four, everybody agrees that this guy coming back from out of town would have no claim. Because wherever he goes, they would deny it, and he would have no proof.
Why is it different than if one person owned it to begin with, and then he sold off four fields?
Because then every four person can say it's in the other guys. There would be no tie up. Who bought the easement? They're four different people. It's all one person.
If one person bought it, you can say, I can get that. I hear it. Create that situation.
Right. But the Gemara at this point thinks that the main svara is not that. But that the main svara is, when it was owned by four, it's like a given law. It's as if Bezum Paskind. And it would require a redo. And do we redo or not? That's how the Gemara understands it. Now, again, that's the analogy that's slightly difficult, because there was no Sak Bezum. But we're saying it was so clear at that point as if Bezum Paskind. And now that the circumstance changed, whereas if we're redoing what we Paskind at that point.
I can't believe,
even though there was no actual fact.
I can't believe, Rebbe, that they have this case and the circumstances change. So then, you know what? There may be a case, even though there wasn't a stock, maybe that's...
So this is the kasha. I tried to admit, to tell you that this kasha is a kasha. The answer that since each one of those is a muhzik, it's as muhzik as if it's paskind. The fact that it's as if Bezum Paskind. Again,
That's what I meant. But I also would have mean, you can find 10,000 cases of something that was signed.
So find me one more.
Rebbe, I'm not
so why, if you have 10,000, give me one.
You mean to tell me there's never been a case where they redid it?
Again, only when evidence is produced. There's no evidence here. See, this is the thing. We don't say come Dina if there's new evidence. Most cases are evidence-based. When you're evidence-based, you bring in new evidence, we have to redo the case.
Why?
Because there's new evidence. It's a new story. Here it's not evidence-based. It's not evidence-based.
How can you ever kill someone? And maybe new evidence is going to come.
Again, we deal with what we know.
Yishmael...
You can say your shtickle tire, write it in your safer. Right. I'll forget the stickle there.
I forgot it already before we started.
Yes, Corey.
Okay.
Is the returning of the field based on a machatos that...
No. No. There's a big problem here.
I mean, he didn't know about the easement, right? I mean, he bought a field that has an easement in it, and he didn't know what, and he didn't know about it.
Again, he bought four fields, and he might have known that there's an easement to one of the four fields.
Then he's a liar.
Not a liar. He's just saying, I don't have to give it to you. Where is the easement? So the guy says, Mamonovich, if you have it, he can say, I'll give back a field, and then I don't have it.
But each field that he purchased
had a possible easement. Rashi. Zuck to Rashi.
Doesn't have to tell him that he has an easement in his field?
Again, I don't have the answer to that question. Vav the derech today was on Rashi. Shahaisa today mukefas misadas acherim. His field was surrounded from other fields. Vahile derech alakas mem in aruchais. He had way from one of the ways. Vav the shishakhu al ezim in aruchas haisa. They forgot. Yeluk mitzara yitnu beneim derech tzara. We come in the farish. The Gemara will explain. Shaper kama adma. The sam kedaitam shekif father mechem niko aruchaisam. The havamina one person surrounds him. Damar uchi gabehu. I have my road here. The answer is also Mikoyach Abba. Shabbo, I'm not Shemachim Ba'elu. Ishachkas, Shachkas, Ve'elu Lachim B'damim Mikarim. I won't make you pay a lot. Either pay me a little bit, or I'll mess it up for you. Zokti Gemara. We think that this is Kam Din or Hadir Din. Amalach Rabab. Not true. Another Amri Afilu Kadman. And let me explain what he's answering it. Over here, there's a different Kam Dina than in the case over there. Over there, he's coming and claiming, 100% you have my easement. He doesn't know which field, but he knows he has an easement. Here, the Suffolk son is coming and claiming, Mamonovshek, I have money here, either because of A or because of B. He doesn't have a definite claim. I'm sorry. He has a definite claim based on two separate circumstances. Where there, he has a definite claim based on one circumstance. So when do you say, when does Adman say that we give him the easement? That's because he's coming with a definitive claim, with a definite claim that doesn't require maybe this, maybe that. You won't own four fields.
I think he disconnected us again.
Yes, he did.
I will text somebody.
So will I.
I will call.
I won't beg for it. Zog to Gemara. Amalach Rababa. Another Amri Avila Kadman. I'm aware I was off for 2 minutes. I said even like Adman. Ad kele kama Adman hasam rishim damar le mimon hafshach darki gabal achad darki chad gabachu. My road is for sure by you. Meaning, it is a Drashi v'tainas barihu. The yadam ha'katavimineh. He knows exactly what he wants. He's asking for A. He's not coming and saying, give either A or B, like the kid is asking. Either give me back 50% of that or give me this. He's saying, I want A. I know exactly what I want. I have a definite claim on A. He doesn't know what he's asking for. He's either asking for half of the deceased, the first brother. He doesn't have, I want A. I want either A or B. By coming and saying A or B, we say, listen, you don't have a definite claim. So here we say, Kamdina. But if you would have a definite claim for A, then we would not say, too bad. There it's not because we passed him already. It's because he has the ability to give it back. We learn by dear Nishtar Lamara. Meaning there, it's not because Kamdina. We wouldn't say Kamdina. It's just that the guy has the option of ruining it for him. So he can say, listen, either play ball with me, or I'm going to mess you up. Here, the kids can't say that. What are you going to say? Either do this or what? He has a claim that they can't get out of. Yes, it's not for a specific thing. It's either for A or for B, but it's a claim that they have no way to wiggle out of. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. No Rashi. Yes.
Couldn't he word it, Tina, that he's asking for the lower of the two amounts? Listen.
He can't. He can't.
I want the other half of Reuven's estate.
They can say, who says you're Reuven's kid?
Then he can say.
So again, whatever way you word it, he's coming with a mamonoshech on either claim A or claim B.
Right, but he could.
I don't care. Of course he's going to get the lesser of the two.
Right.
But his claim is either A or B.
Not based on a Vaday situation. It's a
correct.
Circumstantial.
Correct.
Rabbi Yitzchak?
Hold 1 second.
When there's other brothers that were from that.
Right, yes.
Is he claim A or B, who's just saying, basically, you can't have it both ways?
He doesn't want it both ways. He wants it one of the two ways.
No, but that's what he's saying. He's not claiming, I want A or B. Who he's trying to say, I think, would say A or B, he's saying, like, you can't have it both ways. It's not that he's claiming Dafke
exactly.
One or the other.
So therefore, give me either A or B. Make up your mind. But he's not claiming one or the other. He's not claiming one. He's claiming one or the other.
He'll give back his.
Whereas here, he has a claim for a specific thing. So, it's a more direct claim. Okay, next case.
In our day and age, this would never be a good advice.
Why?
Because all four would say, take mine. There are four owners. Each one would want them to take it.
Why? Because they're tzaddikim.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. If Avraham Cohen owned all four, he would give it away.
Give him four.
Give him four, that's right. Whatever you want.
How would my wife get to cook? She needs a little space to cook.
Right. Next case. Safik v'yabam, shebo lachlev v'nichseh saba. Okay, what happened was, Reuven died, Shimon the Dibum, 2 months later, we have a kid. We don't know if he's Reuben's kid or Shimon's kid. Yaakov dies. Grandpa. The grandpa of this kid, the father of the Yavam, Saba. Grandpa dies. Yaakov dies. Shimon comes and says, I'm the only Irish.
Who's the Bechor?
There's no Bechor. There's one son left, Shimon.
Nope.
Reuben died.
Who was the Bechor?
Makes no difference. No, we're talking about Yerusha. Forget about Bechaira. Let's say there was a girl. Let's keep Bechaira out of this. Let's just talk Yerusha.
Okay.
Simon says, I'm the Irish. The kid says, I'm a 50% Irish. I'm Reuven's son. I take Reuven's place.
Right,
which is what happens. The guy dies, his kid takes his place. So Yavam, Savig, Yavam, Shabo, Lachzig, Benichzig, Saba. The Suffolk and the Yavim are arguing over Yaakov's field. Suffolk Amr Haigavri Bar Misnahu. The Suffolk says, I am Reuben's son. Upal Gedidihu. Yavim Amr Atpura Gediat. You're my son. The last book of Laimidi. So the Yavim is a Vada Yairish. He's definitely entitled to 50%. The Suffolk might be a Yairish, might not be a Yairish. So we had a rule that said, have a Yavim Vada, the Suffolk made Suffolk Vada Yairish. We had that earlier. You have a Vada Yairish, and then you have a Suffolk Yairish. The Suffolk Yairish has no claim. Shimon says, I definitely inherited 50% as a son. You might not. Ain't Suffolk might be Vada. We had that earlier. Rashi. Come to Rashi. Yavim gets it all. Saba, Avi, Ameis, Vayavim. Grandpa, the father of the mace and the Yavim. Have Yavim Vada Yairish. V'yadei mikayach huba. And he knows exactly who's inheriting. He's a son. Umukzik bin Chastam. He becomes the Mukzik. V'yadami lahid ar misharishi l'il. It's not similar to what misharishi said because that they're both Suffolk. Avagav the Suffolk isle tchir bin Chastam b'manushuk. That was the case when you had what happened was, right, Reuben died and Shimon's children and the Suffolk are arguing. So we said, Reuben, now the Suffolk claim, I for sure Yarshin. The answer is, you don't know why you for sure Yarshin. You might be Yarshining as Reuben's son, you might be Yarshining as one of our brothers. So that's not called Vada Yairish. Vada Yairish needs you to know why you are Yarshining. The other Mikayach Ubalayim Yairish, Mikayach Ubalayim. Period. So therefore, there was not a Vada Yairish, because we didn't know why he was Yarshining. But there was a case where Reuben died. The kid claimed, this is my father. Shimon's kids, Shimon died also. Claim you're our brother, right? So Reuben says, I'm a Vada Yairish. The answer is, you're not a Vada Yairish for what? You don't know why you're a Vada Yairish. You might be a Vada Yairish as Reuben's son, you might be a Vada Yairish as Shimon's son, and therefore you're not a Vada Yairish. Vada Yairish needs you to know why you're Yarshining. In this case, the Yavam knows exactly why he's Yarshining. He is Yaakov's son.
Not on the
chalik that made it. Doesn't make a difference, but he's a Vada Yairish. We had that yesterday. The other case had been, right, when we had the...
Vada Yairish and all of it. And all of it had,
We said that when a person knows why he Yarshins, he's a Vada Yairish. And the other person's a Suffolk, ain't Suffolk, might be Vada. We had this yesterday.
But it doesn't... There's no reason to say that you're only Vada in half.
Yeah, but you're a Vada Yairish. We had this yesterday in the case when there was a Suffolk and he had two sets of brothers. He had two sets of brothers. Right?
Right.
So we said that each one pushes them away from the Yerusha. Right? Then we had the other case. I'm sorry. The other case was
Shimon himself was arguing with the Yavim and the, what happens when the Yavim himself and the son, this Suffolk, are arguing about Reuben's.
So nobody's a Vada Yairish. Nobody's a Vada Yairish.
Well, Shimon also doesn't even know if he has anything complete. But that's a close. Okay.
Next case. Suffolk bnei Yavim shebo lachlik b'nichsi Saba. Okay, Reuben died, Shimon died. Reuben died, Shimon the Gibbon was in 2 months, has a Suffolk, has kids of his own, he died. Yaakov died after Reuben and Shimon died. So now they're splitting up Yaakov's mechassim. Right. So, Yaakov's the grandpa. It's Reuben and Shimon's father. Suffolk Amar Hu Gavri Bar Misnahu Pal Gedidihu. The Suffolk says, listen, I'm entitled to 50%. I'm Reuben's son. I get 50%. Ubnei Yavam Amar Achunat. They say, no, you're Shimon's son. Umanasa Islam Bada. And you get a portion of ours. Right? So let's say they're two sons of Shimon. They claim you get 33%. He claims I get 50%. I get 50% because I'm Reuven's son. They say, no, you're Shimon's son, and we're three children, so now we get a third apiece. So that look is as follows. What?
They're not
Vaday
on. Both
Vaday. No.
They're both Vaday. Your Shim, yeah. But they're not Vaday on that part.
Correct. Right. So Paul gets the combined Luhu Shakli. The half that he's made to them, that for sure they take. He agreed that they're entitled to 50% together. He says, I'm entitled to 50% and you're entitled to 50%. So they get 50%. He agrees that they're entitled to 50%. They're Shimon's skins. Right. Tilson the combined away, Shackle. They agree he's entitled to 33%. So they get 50, he gets 33. That means they get 25 apiece, and he gets 33. There's no argument about that. They're saying we each get 33. He's saying I get 50, you get 25 apiece. They get their 25, he gets his 33. The argument is about 17%. That's what they're arguing over. He wants that 17%, and they say we want that 17% between us. That's what the argument's about. They agree that he's entitled to 33%. He agrees that they're entitled to 25% apiece. Because even his claim is only that he got 50% and they got 50%. So give whatever they agree on, teach. He gets 33%, they get 25 apiece. What we're left is 17%. He says, that's mine. They say it's ours. So that's Hokin.
He gets
41.5. So he gets, 33.3 to begin with. And now he gets out of the 16.6, he gets 8.3, so he would get 41.6.
You're this one other brother, right? He's still getting more.
Well, there would be one other brother. No.
No.
There would be nothing to argue about. They each agree that they get 50%. What difference does it make why you get 50%? If there were one other brother, they would get along. Whether he's Reuven's son or Shimon's son, he gets 50%, and the other guy gets 50%. It's only because they're two brothers. So they want him to get 33, and he wants to get 50. So they're arguing over 17%. It's really not 17, I just rounded it off.
If he's a Vaday, Shimon, Reuven doesn't account for anything anymore. If he has died without children, he's evil lo hayah.
Correct.
Want to make sure that
it doesn't make a difference.
That Yibum does not entitle anything to anybody after.
Yes, it does. Shimon gets Reuven's chelik. Meaning, if it was Levi here, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi were brothers, and Shimon did Yibum, Shimon would be entitled to Reuven's chelik.
Oh, you mean if there were another uncle?
But we're not dealing with that. Yeah, There's only two brothers here, Reuven and Shimon. If you want to complicate the case, we can do it for you, but there's no reason for us to.
Right,
it would make it more interesting. So, Tilsa the combined way shakl, Paslu Danka, Danka the sixth, which is 17%, 16.67. Have a moment, I'm multiple suffix the choke, Rashi. Zuck Rashi. Palka the combined way shakli, Mishisha Zahubim Naitlan Shlesha. Tilsa the combined delay, Shnei Zahubim, Tilsa the Kulanichti, right? It was six Zahubim left. So he got three, and they get two to split it up. Because they get three, and he gets two. That leaves one over, right? They got three because he admits they own 50%. 50% of six is three. He got two because that's a third. Leaves one over. So, Pashdanke, the Kamintel, they're arguing on the sixth. Harmer kula didiv, harmer kula didan. He claims it's mine, they say it's theirs. So he gets half of it, and they get half of it. Next case. Saba v'yavam b'nichsei tzafik. What happened is, Reuven died, Shimon did yibum after 2 months. Had a kid. The kid grew up, became a multimillionaire. Died. No children. The one who inherits him is his dad. If his dad is not alive, his granddad inherits him. Shimon says, I'm the kid's father. I get all his money. Abram says, Reuven was the kid's father, and I get all the money. So the grandfather and the father, the grandfather and the Yavam, are arguing over Reuven's property. Reuven made it rich. He died. He had no children. Goes to his father. If a person dies without children, it goes back to his dad. His dad is alive. If Shimon is his dad. If Reuven was his dad is not alive, but it goes back to his granddad. So Yaakov is saying, this is mine. And Shimon is saying, this is mine. They're both not Vada Yershim. They're both Suffolk. And therefore, it's Maman Amotam a Suffolk Chokin. So that would be one case. Saba v'yava b'nichse Suffolk. Aye, Saba b'Suffolk b'nichse Yava. Similar case. Reuven died. Shimon did Yibam after 2 months. Had a kid. Doesn't know who his father is. Shimon dies. The only child Shimon has, maybe, is this kid. He has no other children. He has a dad. Yaakov claims Shimon died without any children. You're Reuven's child. Shimon died without any children. I inherit him. The kid says, I'm Shimon's child. I get to inherit my father. Again, Shimon died without any children. This suffix might be Shimon's child. Might not be Shimon's child. Yaakov claims Shimon had no children, Nebuch. Therefore, as his father, I inherit him. The kid claims Shimon died a child, me. And therefore, I inherit him. Nobody is a Vaday Irish. So in that case, Habimam and Amutu B'Safik, the Chokin Rashi. Saba V'Yavan, B'Nikse Safik. Saba Amar, Hai Bar Misnahu, I am the son of the deceased. The Kivan the Ain Loy Irish. I'm sorry, the Saba says, this kid is Reuven's son. And since he doesn't have any children, ani kaidem, nana av kaidem chog yetzi yirechay. Dad darshens before his kids. V'yavam amir b'ni, who is my son, v'ani yarsha da av kaidem. Right? Grandpa says, he has no kids, he has no father. I take the place. Shimon says, he has a father, me.
When Reuven dies, who gets his money?
We had that case, we said they split it, the Suffolk and the other. That was the first case we had. Reuven died. We have a kid that we don't know belongs to Reuven or Shimon. So they split it 50-50.
Right. So now, in this case, now that Shimon is dying, question is,
He has no other son. Saba Amar Ad Bar Misna. Bani Yarish is me. Hayarish is my son. Malchim Shein Le Ben. You're not his son. Vesavik Amar Bnei Ani. I am his son. Bani Yarish. Chokim. The Duma Kula Dahai, the Duma Kula Dahai. Might be 100% one, 100% the other. Vein Leimer Avadai Mugzik. It's not that the father is Avadai Yarish. Because if this is Shimon's son, the father has no right.
He has a mamanushach here as well, right?
There's no mamanushach. No mamanushach at all. If he's Reuven's son, he's not entitled to Shimon's property.
But he's entitled to the 50% that Shimon took.
So that goes back to Kamdina and Hadradina.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But we're not considering that. That was that machloikas.
Right, but it could come in.
Unless Reuven had nothing, and therefore there was nothing to fight about.
Right.
Unless Reuven had nothing, and if Reuven had nothing, there was nothing to fight about. Zap the Mishnah Vayter. Okay. Now we're getting involved. We had this in Masechtas Ksubas, I'm sure. That you remember it clearly, we had him accept this Ksubah.
Oh, still an Aleph with Aleph and Bronze.
You shall be this Daf Aleph.
I know.
You know that? And Bavli, there's only Daf Beis, and you shall be this Daf Aleph.
I know, that's what I'm telling you.
You know why there's only Daf Beis, the real reason?
Why?
Everybody says Kaira, why this Babli starts with Abbez? It's because the printer, the first person who printed Shas, decided that this was the Abalos. And therefore, the next one was the Abbez. That's exactly why it is.
Does he have a scummers if he doth give the test well?
That would have happened, that would have happened. But once it happened, you can never change it. See, these things can never be changed because everybody that tells you where a Gemara is gives you the daf number. So how can you change things? You'll make everybody crazy.
That school doesn't have one of those olives.
Yes, 40 olives. Yes, 40 olives, Art Girl.
Every person who gave but $20 gets his
name. That's Roman numeral.
How much is it to put in your name in the
ledger? Why don't you call him up and ask him?
Too late.
Yeah, you can put out the dry cast
edition.
That's a lot of money. But that's the truth. That's why there's Abbez and Babli and Tabala in Yerushalmi. That's the real truth. 100% the real truth.
And in Yerushalmi,
the printer who printed Yerushalmi decided not to do that. It was up to the printer. He made a decision for all of Klal Yisrael.
It's the same type of thing. We can give so much credence to a sofer.
Every page and every shot that's written has to be the same.
Exactly. You can't refer to something if it has different pages.
I can't believe the first person who did that.
Who made up Dasim? Who decided this is Daf Lamed Ches? And that the daf is this way, and the daf is not twice
the
as
printer.
Big. The printer, 100%.
I can't believe that was the most original printing. Was
in Italy somewhere.
Italy.
The printer decided this. And once the printer decided it and people started referring to it, it became etched in stone.
The whole Shtickla Taira is ridiculous, what people say.
People like to say Shtickla Taira.
Nobody says
it's come
from a false
premise. They say it's a remez, and Karet Kadmu, all kinds of good things. Exactly.
There's no beginning.
All these things are beautiful, but that's not the real reason.
Once we have the real reason, all this other stuff is waste of breath.
No, it's not, because it's things you can learn from. Listen, somebody says a pshat in Chumash, and then somebody else writes another sefer with a different pshat. Is it a waste of breath? We'll continue Mitzvah Shem on Monday morning. Everybody should have a Freilich and Chanukah.